This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When you think of a hackathon, you might think of a cluster of computer geeks competing to develop new software. But increasingly, hackathons are bringing people together to tackle problems in medicine and other areas. This weekend in Boston's Seaport, the focus was the opioid epidemic. About 200 doctors, engineers, recovery workers, and patients addicted to opioids gathered to brainstorm about the problem and find solutions. WBUR's Martha Biebinger was there.
Picture a big white-walled meeting room with flowcharts and diagrams scrolled across washable walls.
Sounds like you guys are all ready. You're all ready. You're all pumped up. You ready? Yep. All right. Here we go.
Dr. Ryan Carroll from Mass General, one of the MCs, looks down a growing line of people ready to pitch. Each person will have 60 seconds to describe a problem.
Thank you. My name is Mike Duggan, 59. I'm the founder and CEO of Wicked Sober in Massachusetts. My problem is finding out or being able to notify when somebody has an accidental overdose in a public restroom.
Duggan suggests sensors on bathroom floors that would send an alert when someone is lying down. Dr. Jonathan Steer wants a way heroin patients could test drugs they buy on the street to see if the batch contains fentanyl. Steer, an OB at Boston Medical Center, often orders such tests for a patient who's already overdosed.
To me, that seems like it's too late. People should be knowing when or if they are using fentanyl, even before they are overdosing and coming to the hospital.
So after almost 70 pitches, these erstwhile strangers break for sandwiches and start networking into teams that will toss around solutions, test ideas, and build or design a plan.
So I'm just making, I got an old T-shirt that was in the giveaway pile, and purple is the color of recovery.
Beth Bosier, who teaches industrial design at the Rhode Island School of Design, is using squares of the purple T-shirt to line a wearable pouch, something you might clip on a purse or backpack. The pouch would contain naloxone, the drug that reverses an opioid overdose, and be a visible sign that the wearer is an ally.
The project is really about more than just having the medication there if someone goes into an overdose where you could save a life with it, but it's also to help try to counteract the stigma and the shame.
As soon as you start having a metric of cost per life saved, that's a metric that people really want to know.
Dr. Ben Bernot from Mass General sits around a table with members of the naloxone pouch team working out a business plan. The team decides that for every 10 pouches sold, one would get used and save a life.
Even if only one out of 100 people with an ally case see an overdose and they reverse them, and their return on investment is $1,500 per life.
These are all really rough numbers. The teams have had just 24 hours to evolve from those pitches to their final presentations, for which they get just 3 minutes. Five winners will receive $1,000 each from GE, who's sponsoring the event.
Welcome back, everybody. Well done.
Dr. Carroll, the MC, brings the hackers back to the main room, and Aubrey Esters takes the stage.
I've been sleeping in the doorway of 7-Eleven for a few months now. This morning, I woke up dope sick. 4 to 6 people like me will die from unintentional overdoses in Massachusetts today.
Esters' team proposes a mobile van that would travel to hotspots of heroin use around Boston. It would hand out clean needles, offer drugs that help patients stop using heroin, have counseling, and be a place to sit and have something to eat. Soon, it's Katrina Seraldo's turn. Seraldo, with Team USS Safe Space, proposes a place where heroin users could inject the drug with medical supervision. Boston police have said they would not allow that here, so the team would operate in international waters.
Our immediate answer is to go on a boat. 12 nautical miles out, under a Dutch flag, a full medical and behavioral health staff will welcome drug users to a safe space to consume drugs obtained elsewhere and to link them to all the services that they need.
Judges hear from a team presenting a Fitbit-style bracelet that would track oxygen levels and automatically inject naloxone if levels drop and stay low. Another wants to place first aid boxes with naloxone and other supplies on street corners around Boston. Judges retreat for about an hour and then return with 5 winners. The first is a team that would add blinking lights or other alerts to opioid pill bottles once the prescribed time of use is up. The goal is to keep opioids away from teenagers or others who find drugs in a family medicine cabinet.
This one was all about that very first day. RX return.
The other winners are the Naloxone Pouch, an SMS texting program that would help users find services, the mobile van, and a recovery community center. Dr. David Barish, Chief Medical Officer of the GE Foundation, says these projects will have widespread impact.
To me, this weekend was a home run for the people that we're trying to help, for the community we're trying to help, and I think it really made a statement that GE is very much committed to the community.
Hackathon teams can continue to work with mentors from Mass General's Global Health Office and GE, which is offering an additional $10,000 to the team that makes the most progress in the next 90 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.